Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. 2 weeks ago, we discussed whether or not one's allowed to use the telephone wire and telephone pole as a tzuras of Pesach in order to create an Eruv. And we discussed the particular issue of building a tzuras of Pesach whereby the top kone, the top line, is minatzad. It's not on top of the poles, but rather it's on the side of the poles. That was one issue with the telephone wire. Today, on today's Daf, Meseches Erev and Tezavav, we're going to discuss a different topic of a Tzuras Pesach that was created on its own. Can you rely on it? So the Gemara on today's Daf discusses a lechi ha'omein me'elav. The lechi was placed, it was built on its own. In other words, that one never built it to use initially as a lechi, but now you want to use it. So Abai Amar havi lechi, Rav Amar lo havi lechi. Abai says you can utilize a lechi me'elav, and Rav says you may not. And the Gemara clarifies that everyone agrees when you do not want to rely on it Erev Shabbos, so certainly it doesn't work. It's not a lechi. The question is, that even though the lechi wasn't built, the shem lechi, but now I decide Erev Shabbos I want to use it as my lechi, Abai says, in that instance, it's kosher, and Rava says it's not kosher, it's not acceptable. Shochnach paskin like Abaye, that even though it's a lechi me'elav, as long as you're somech on it mibod yom, it's acceptable. So that's true when it comes to a lechi. What would the lacha be when it comes to a telephone wire, a telephone pole? Are you allowed to use it at all, even though it wasn't built initially for the purpose of Tzuras Pesach, but you want to be somech on it mibod yom? Will that be acceptable? So it's brought down the discussion in the Achron, whether or not it's acceptable or not acceptable. So there is the position of the Tshuvas Sholem Eishiv and the Chazanish. The Chazanish writes, this is found in Shabbos, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Hey. He says that even though this Tzuras Pesach, even though this telephone pole and telephone wire was not made for the purpose of a Tzuras Pesach, if, however, they were somich on it from before Shabbos, in other words, the people living there want to utilize this as a Tzuras Pesach in order to allow them to carry, the Chazanish felt that one would be allowed to, and this opinion is shared by the Sholem Eishiv among other poskim as well. The Mishkas Yaakov, however, argues it, and he says that Tzuras Pesach must be made the Shem Tzuras Pesach. And since the telephone poles and telephone wires were not made the Shem Tzuras Pesach, there's no way to rely on it after the fact. So this is a big machlokas poskim. In the end of the day, we do not really rely on telephone poles, telephone wires, because that one in and of it was me'elav, and number two is it's minatzad. And minatzad has a further issue because our telephone wires are actually a little bit more minatzad than the ones discussed in the Gemara, because the wire is further away from the poles. It's not simply attached directly to the poles. There is a bit of a gap between the actual wire that suspends itself on the side. So the Maaseh, we don't rely on these wires for an Eruv.